When Norman Mailer met a book critic, he would crouch into a boxer stance. Most of the time, though, he kept his pummeling to the page. The legendary author passed away over the weekend. He was 84. No subject seemed too far out for Mailer. Over six decades, he penned works on God, war, and of course, boxing. His 1957 essay, The White Negro, helped inspire the Beat Generation and made a lot of people mad. In it, he argues that Black American culture epitomized what it meant to be hip. Here with me to talk about that famous essay and Mailer's life is Duke University professor Mark Anthony Neal. Neal's newest work is called New Black Man, Rethinking Black Masculinity. How you doing?
I'm good, Farai. How are you doing?
I am doing great. So, Mark, to quote the Tower of Power, what is hip, at least according to Norman Mailer?
Well, Mailer had this concept of the sophisticated primitive that lived in a large urban jungle. He really thought hip was this thing that was cutting edge, that it was this attempt, you know, to stave off notions of death. Like, again, you know, Mailer is writing this particular essay in the late 1950s. It's still the atomic age. It's still their atomic threat. You know, there's fears that, you know, everybody's going to walk out their house one day and there's going to be an atomic bomb. So he frames his essay around this larger idea that everyone is living in death, or, you know, with the threat of death just around the corner. So he really frames hipness as those folks who are willing to live on the cutting edge and be daring in spite of the reality of what was happening at the time.
He says the hoodlum is daring the unknown. What about daring to be considered a racist? How did people, black and white, perceive his writings?
Well, there's a sense that when you read, you know, Mailer's work, particularly around, you know, race and black folks, he really does buy into this notion of black folks being the essence of the primitive. But again, we have to kind of take away our 2007 blinders and trying to read through Mailer at that particular time in history. You know, the civil rights movement is about to really jump off. You know, this is a couple of years after the Montgomery bus boycott, you know, civil rights movement to be in full swing in the 1960s. And everybody is grappling with how to think about race and how to think specifically about African-Americans. Now, Mailer, you know, who's born in New Jersey, Long Branch, to be specific, you know, he comes of age, you know, in World War II. He's living in New York, founded the Village Voice. He very much considers himself a cosmopolitan, you know, in this regard, on questions of race and on questions of identity. So I don't think he ever was thinking that what he was doing was racist. I mean, I think he was just being very honest about how his generation, particularly of young white men, viewed African-American culture and African-American men in particular.
And he also looked at the African-American civil rights struggle. He won a Pulitzer Prize and a National Book Award for The Armies of the Night. Tell us a little bit about that book.
It's a book that captures a march on Washington, a march on the Pentagon, to be specific, you know, protesting the Vietnam War. And it's an interesting book because he mixed genres, right? It's part nonfiction narrative, but he also fictionalizes some of the accounts of what actually happened during the march. One of the things that was always interesting about Mailer's work, and Norman Mailer had this Forrest Gump quality to the work that he wrote, where, you know, he always seemed to be at the center of all the groundbreaking things that were occurring and all the critical news stories that were occurring. So he always wrote himself very prominently into these narratives. But again, his willingness to sort of align with a progressive movement at the time that was being very critical of what's happening in terms of the Vietnam War was important. And I think, you know, his ability to mix genre and also be very clear about his politics, even as he selfishly placed himself in the middle of all of this, is what earned him the kind of support and kudos that he got for the book.
He's also got this famous obsession with boxing. He dealt directly with the greatest, I'm meaning Muhammad Ali, in his book, The Fight. What about that book and what about his place inserting himself in that narrative?
Well, you could argue that in some ways that Muhammad Ali was Norman Mailer's black doppelganger. As outspoken, as savvy, as brash. I mean, all those things that Mailer brought to the table as a writer and as a chronicler of American culture, I mean, that's what Ali brought, you know, both in terms of what he did in the boxing ring, but also as this kind of icon, American icon. And I think, you know, when Mailer goes to cover that fight with George Foreman, I think there's a sense, you know, that he's chronicling now the demise of one of these great figures, right? And of course, the fight goes the other way. No one expected Ali to win. Ali did. And I think that kind of caught Mailer off guard. But I think very much he saw Ali as being, you know, the black doppelganger of Norman Mailer.
When you look at a book like The Naked and the Dead, informed by his experiences in World War II, Who's picked up the mantle of writing about war, culture, race, sex, and sexuality? Who do you think might have followed in his footsteps?
Well, I think that's one of the reasons why, despite however problematic some of Mailer's work was and how his personal life was problematic, that, you know, we go time and time again to think about him as a great American writer, because I don't think that you really have found anybody that continuously has grappled with these range of narratives the way that Mailer tried to throughout his career.
And what do you think is the essence, if you could sum him up in a word or a sentence, of this man's creative life?
He was a man's man, and he thought it was important to be on the scene, to cover life as it occurred, you know, through this guise of a man's man. And I think, to use a term that, you know, the hip-hop generation likes to use a great deal, I mean, Norman Mailer just simply kept it real, even when he was wrong. You know, he kept it real and very rarely wanted to admit that he was wrong. But he was always clear about where he was on the position. And I think, you know, given what we see in terms of mainstream media these days and the way that very often, you know, even very popular commentators kind of frame themselves in a conversation not to be too controversial, Norman Mailer was not afraid to confront whatever controversy came out of his mouth.
Well, Mark Anthony Neal, thank you so much.
Thank you, Farai.
We've been talking to Duke University professor Mark Anthony Neal. His newest work is called New Black Man, Rethinking Black Masculinity. And we've been talking about Pulitzer Prize-winning writer Norman Mailer.